Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia say they're ready to mediate another ceasefire in Sudan. NPR's Aya Petrawi has more.
It's been nearly 2 months since fighting erupted in Sudan between heavily armed militia fighters and Sudan's military, each vying for power. The fighting has displaced close to 1.6 million people, with hundreds of thousands fleeing to neighboring countries, including Egypt and Chad. Just days ago, the Sudanese military pulled out of ceasefire talks in Saudi Arabia, accusing the rival Rapid Support Forces militias of repeated violations on the ground. Then the Biden administration imposed sanctions on both the RSF and Sudanese defense companies run by the military due to the continued violence in Sudan. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia are now calling on the warring sides to agree to a new ceasefire and facilitate humanitarian access. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai.
Rescue operations continue in eastern India following the country's deadliest train crash in more than two decades. Joe Wallen reports from Delhi, at least 275 people died.
Rescue teams and family members of the missing are searching through the wreckage of three trains that crashed late on Friday evening. The death toll is expected to rise as more bodies are found. At least 100 people are said to be critically injured. The Indian authorities say a signalling failure caused a busy passenger train to wrongly move onto an outside track where it crashed into a stationary freight train. A second oncoming passenger train then collided with the debris. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said those responsible will be punished stringently, but his government is facing criticism. India has Asia's busiest railway network, but safety standards are poor. For NPR News, I'm Joe Wallen in Delhi.
Chuck Todd, the longtime host of Meet the Press, is stepping down at the end of summer. NPR's Amy Held reports his departure makes way for the first woman of color to host NBC's flagship Sunday political talk show.
Kristen Welker, an NBC News White House correspondent, will take over in September as the next host of Meet the Press. Current host Chuck Todd made the announcement during Sunday's show.
I'd rather leave a little bit too soon than stay a tad bit too long.
Critics, though, say Todd has already overstayed, accusing him of softball questioning. The show, on air since 1947, is considered a top spot for Washington newsmakers. But its popularity has declined since then-host Tim Russert died suddenly after a heart attack in 2008. Todd is 51 and has hosted for nearly a decade.
I've watched too many friends and family let work consume them before it was too late. I promised my family I wouldn't do that.
Welker says she's grateful to take the baton and build the show's legacy. Amy Held, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. In northern France, crowds gathered in the town of Saint-Omer-Église to cheer on some U.S. veterans 79 years after they landed there as part of the D-Day operations to liberate Europe. Dozens lined the streets to celebrate a parade of elderly World War II soldiers who paid tribute to their fallen brothers at Normandy. Paratroopers from the 82nd and 101st Airborne landed in Saint-Omer-Église in the early hours of June 6, 1944. They were the first to reach French soil as part of Operation Overlord. The animated sequel, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, is spinning a much bigger web than expected worldwide. NPR's Bob Mondello has more.
After the biggest opening day of 2023, $51 million, including Thursday previews,
things are going great.
The animated sequel, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, is on track to take in a hefty $120 million at North American box offices this weekend.
Woo!
And another $88 million overseas.
Look at you.
Look at me.
That's $208 million in 3 days, significantly higher than industry watchers were predicting, and more than three times what the first Spider-Verse film earned during its opening weekend in 2018.
Can this day get weirder? I guess it can.
With a running time of 2 hours and 20 minutes, long for an animated feature, meaning fewer showtimes, those numbers are especially impressive. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.